Now, Ray Thomas back with us. Tarapa about 3 minutes away. Ray, these overseas horses, Admiral Racti, just makes you wonder how they're going to beat them, doesn't it?
Yeah, good afternoon again, Sean. Yeah, look, I was out at Werribee this morning just for track work there. And as I mentioned earlier, Sean, it was a wintry morning in Melbourne. I can tell you a really bad storm came through, a lot of electricity and thunder and heavy rain. But Admire Racti hasn't done a lot of work since the Caulfield Cup, but he did appear on the track this morning and he walked a couple of laps and got about half pace in the middle lap. He eventually completed 3 laps of Werribee, but look, he's rock hard fit, Sean. There's no drama with him at all, and he's still clearly the horse to beat in the Melbourne Cup. Red Cadeau, again, in the times that I've been out there, he hasn't done a lot of work, Sean, but I've never seen this horse look better. Now, he is a 9-year-old, but his coat is just gleaming. He's a lovely liver red chestnut, and he looks in terrific order. We know he thrives down here in Australia, and look, no 9-year-old's won a Melbourne Cup, Sean, but you've got to respect him because we know he runs the 3,200 metres. But the horse that continues to work so strongly and so impressively at Werribee is the German Stayer Protectionist. Again, he did another solid piece of work this morning. He basically works pretty strongly at least twice a week, which he's done since he's been down here, and look, there's no fitter horse at Werribee than Protectionist, and he's right on song for the Cup, Sean.
It's interesting the contrast in the workloads given to the internationals to compare the Japanese to the, like, say, the Germans and so forth, isn't it?
It certainly is. And actually, when I was out there this morning, I remembered on that very point, Sean, about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when Double Trigger and Vintage Crop were out here, Vintage Crop would sometimes come on the track and walk 200 metres and go off. Double Trigger, one morning I was there on the old Sandown track, he basically galloped three-quarter pace for nearly 10 laps. So it's just so different. My ambivalent, Sean, the mare who's been under an injury cloud that forced her out of the Caulfield Cup, she came onto the track this morning, Sean, did some work. Now, tomorrow morning's a big test for her. She'll be basically a fitness test. She'll go fast tomorrow morning at Werribee. That will determine whether they press on to the Melbourne Cup. But she worked about three-quarter pace this morning. Look, free interaction. I think she's back on track for the Cup, Sean.
All right. Now, Lucia Valentina, this is a crucial track gallop tomorrow.
It is, yes. Speaking to Chris Lees this morning, just to see where the mare is at the moment. And she's had one decent hit out since the Caulfield Cup, but tomorrow, in Chris's words, he needs to keep her up to the mark. She'll need to have a strong gallop at Caulfield. He was going to try and contact Kieran McAvoy this afternoon, the race jockey. He'd like Kieran to come over and ride Lucia Valentina, if at all possible, tomorrow. This probably will be pretty much her final serious hit out before the Cup, but Chris really happy with the mare. With this rain about in Melbourne at the moment, that's no issue with her because, as we know, she's very, very good on wet ground. But Chris's point was quite salient this morning. He was in Newcastle and I was telling him how heavy it was, the rain was at Werribee, and he said he'd actually prefer firm ground because not all the Europeans handle that real hard tracks, but with a cut in the ground, they come into their own. And let's face it, Sean, there's going to be enough of them lining up in the Cup. Could have half the field. Look like upwards of 12 Northern Hemisphere trained horses could make the Cup field this year.
Yeah. Now, Rising Romance, what a great run in the Caulfield Cup. Onto the McKinnon.
Yeah, she is. Like, Donna Logan didn't even bother entering her for Melbourne Cup. Didn't want to be tempted to go there. But she said the mare's come through the Caulfield Cup effort when she was just run down by Admire Racti late in terrific order. So she'll press on to the McKinnon, and look, she'll be hard to beat, Sean. She's a high-class mare, and isn't that Oaks form standing up now with Rising Romance and Lucia Valentina?
Back with Ray Thomas looking at racing news. It'll be wonderful, the theatre, the romance a lot for Bart Cummings to have a run-up for his 13th chance of winning the Melbourne Cup, Ray.
There was some thought about possibly running him in the McKinnon, but they decided against even nominating him for that race. So, look, he's safely in the Cup field and all going well over the next week or so. Bart and James Cummings will have their first Cup runner together when Precedence lines up next Tuesday. It'll be Precedence's fourth Melbourne Cup in 5 years too. And he's a remarkable horse, isn't he, Sean, being a 9-year-old. And look, I don't know if he's going quite well enough to win the Cup, but as you mentioned earlier, any stayer trained by JB Cummings, you have to respect them going into a Melbourne Cup.
Well, you certainly do. We've said a few in the past that we possibly were going to put a line through and they'll come out and we've had egg in our face, haven't we?
Yeah, well, one, I think Rogan Josh did the improvement in that horse in that spring, and that's what Bart can do. He can get a stayer to peak on Cup Day. We've seen it so often. I'm thinking back when I was a kid, think big, didn't win a race.
Yeah, the second
didn't win
time.
A race between. Nothing. Didn't win a race before, between his two Cup wins, and then on a wet track too, the second Cup. But he had him peaking for the day, and he got his second Cup. So, and Bart, as we know, has won 12. And as you said, Sean, a bit of theatre with Bart and James, almost certain to have their first Melbourne Cup runner now with precedence.
All right, Twain Nessie, will be set for the championships now?
Yeah, look, I thought he ran a great race in the Cox Plate, Sean. And look, he was unlucky. I know there was a number of hard luck stories in the Cox Plate. The winner, though, was phenomenal, I thought, Adelaide. So it's hard to make a case for any of those he beat. But there were many who struck trouble on the turn in the straight. Swain S was one of them. He's run eight, been beaten probably about a length, Sean, or even less than a length. So it was a terrific run. I just floated the idea with John O'Shea this morning whether he may consider backing up in the McKinnon, given he went so well against the older horses in the Cox Plate. McKinnon's got 24 entries, Sean. Looks a very strong race. John O'Shea's decided against it, though, and he said, although it was tempting, the lure of the championships. And we might hear this quite often now, more often from our trainers in coming weeks and months, Sean. The lure of the championships is so strong. He wants to make sure Swain S has a decent break between now and next autumn, and he's got a fit top-class colt ready to go for races like, he thinks, the Rose Hill Guineas, Doncaster and QE Stakes. That's the three races he believes will best suit Swain S in the autumn. And by not going the McKinnon, he just gives him an extra week in the paddock, so he'll have a colt fit and ready to go for next autumn.
All right. Now, we've also got the Godolphins too. I'll say, half firing at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And Furnaces was very good, wasn't he, at Rose Hill last Saturday. Probably the most impressive two-year winner in Sydney, at least, Sean. But on the Eastern Seaboard last Saturday, Sean, we had Furnaces win by 6.25. Down in Melbourne at Moonee Valley, Fond Titan won its debut by 6 lengths. And up in Brisbane at Doomben, Frequently, I think is how you pronounce it, won by 9.25. So three very easy wins. But the Godolphin two-year-old team is firing. John O'Shea said this morning, no Maribyrnong plate, though, for Furnaces. He'll turn the colt out. In actual fact, he's already in the paddock today, he told me. And so Furnaces being rested, and they're looking ahead, obviously, to the big ones in the autumn with him. They will produce another highly rated colt next Saturday at Rose Hill called Exosphere. He's a real talent too, Sean, so watch for them. And so the Godolphin team up and firing right from the start. Of course, they had the Quinella and the Gym Crack with Caliber Wright and I Grain at the start of the season.
Rebel Dane, you just think, gee, Gaz, Gary Portelli's been unlucky, hasn't he? He was right on the hammer there on the Manicata.
What a race, Sean, wasn't it? The Manicata. We saw two of the best Group 1 races and finishes you'll ever see back-to-back Friday and Saturday, Manicata and the Cox Plate. Great 2 days at Moonee Valley. Again, the Manicata, read the same script as you read after the Cox Plate. So many hard luck stories behind the winner in the Manicata, which was Lankin Rupee. One of those, Rebel Dane. Look, you can make a case he should have won the race. And whatever happened, Sean, he was desperately unlucky. That's two runs in Melbourne at the Valley now. He arguably should have won both. Talking to Gary Portelli this morning, the horse is already back in Sydney, Sean, and actually did some trotting and cantering exercise at Warwick Farm. He's really happy with the horse. He raced at 483 kilos on Friday night, Sean. Dropped a little bit in weight, which is fair enough, down to 475. But Gary Portelli said that's about normal with Rebel Dane. He'll put that back on pretty quickly. And look, he has to go to the Daly Classic, doesn't he? The horse is going so well, and he deserves a shot at the $1 million sprint on the final day of Cup Week. And that will be, I dare say it, Sean, the race of the spring. It is just going to be a sensational race when you take those eight from the Manicato, including Lankin Rupee, add Chautauqua, and possibly even Deep Field from Team Hawks. And wow, what a race, Sean.
That'll be an absolute cracker. Finally, Sontag, nice win in the Sale Cup yesterday.
Yeah, look, he's almost forgotten horse. He won the Queensland Derby for young trainer Henry Dwyer back in June, Sean. But Henry's deliberately set the horse for a very light spring. He was first up in the Sale Cup, and he was really good, Sontag. And the plan now is to go to the Eclipse Stakes, and then he'll go back out to the paddock. Again, the championships is the lure, so to speak, Sean. Henry Dwyer's thinking to set Sontag for the Sydney Cup next autumn. That will then tell him whether he has a horse that is a legitimate Melbourne Cup chance next year. So his long-range plan is the 2015 Melbourne Cup via the Sydney Cup. But he was good first up to win the Sale Cup. He'll go to the Eclipse Stakes, and then he'll be set for the championships next autumn.
All right, Ray, good to catch up. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Racing HQ.